We know the risk factors for severe illness from the coronavirus: age, obesity, and a compromised immune system. But last month, the CDC added another risk. Individuals with Down syndrome also face increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19. And now the CDC is recommending those with comorbidities, including Down syndrome, get the vaccine early. We want to take a look at the reasons they are more at risk. And we're turning now to Joaquin Espinoza, who's executive director of the Linda Cernik Institute for Down Syndrome. Joaquin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How does Down syndrome put people more at risk of severe illness if they contract COVID-19?
Yes. Individuals with Down syndrome have many differences in their immune system. And their immune system is hyperreactive to viral infections. They get more complications when they are infected with viruses. So now the science shows that trisomy 21, the genetic condition that causes Down syndrome, is the top risk factor for severe COVID-19 symptoms.
So when you say severe COVID-19 symptoms, you're not saying that people with Down syndrome are more likely to contract COVID-19 in the first place, but they're more likely to become sicker.
Correct. There is no evidence that they are infected at a higher rate. But when the infection is confirmed, they are 4 times more likely to be hospitalized and 10 times more likely to die of complications from the infection.
There is a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine that looked at COVID-19 data from the United Kingdom. That was an important study. What did it find?
They found that even after adjusting for these other risk factors that you mentioned earlier, obesity, age, even when you account for all those variables, Down syndrome per se confers this much increased risk of both hospitalization and mortality.
And have you been keeping track? I mean, when you say that there's evidence that they're more likely to become sick and even die from it, do you keep track of incidents of this? Do you know how often this is happening around the country?
Yes, we're monitoring various databases, including one of the largest databases in the USA called the National COVID-19 Cohort Collaborative. We're tracking the numbers, and they seem to repeat the trends seen in the data from Europe. We also have many other scientific lines of evidence suggesting that individuals with Down syndrome will go into this hyperinflammation, this super response to the virus that will create a number of complications. And we here at the Cernik Institute have been investigating this type of immune dysregulation for many years now.
And for those people who have someone with Down syndrome in their family or in their circle of friends, how difficult is it to try to keep them safe from the virus?
To clarify, you know, when a person with Down syndrome contracts SARS-CoV-2, it's not a death sentence. It's just that there's an increased risk of hospitalization and mortality. I think the community has been very, very good in working together to get this information out there and make sure that individuals with Down syndrome adopt those extra measures, that extra caution.
So it's not a death sentence if someone with Down syndrome contracts COVID-19. The CDC, though, has recommended that individuals with comorbidities get the vaccine early. That now includes people with Down syndrome. It's just a recommendation, though. Are you urging states to follow through and get people with Down syndrome higher priority on the vaccination line?
I think the data is definitive to adopt the recommendation that individuals with Down syndrome be given priority. To give you an example, the increased risk conferred by Down syndrome in terms of COVID-19 hospitalization and mortality is equivalent to adding 40 years to your birth certificate. Individuals with Down syndrome in their 40s and 50s are seeing rates of hospitalization and mortality similar to the general population in their 80s and 90s.
Are you lobbying states now to try and get people with Down syndrome the vaccination early?
Our partners at the Global Down Syndrome Foundation, the key advocacy organization that works with the Cernik Institute, has been working with many other advocacy organizations. And now the work ahead is to ensure that the various states also adopt the CDC guidelines.
That's Joaquin Espinoza, executive director of the Linda Cernik Institute for Down Syndrome. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.